It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning, and welcome to News for Seniors on this very last Sunday in the year. This last year really has flown by, hasn't it? And a new year is coming on fast. Well, just when did New Year's get started? Well, according to my research, the earliest recorded New Year's celebration is believed to have been in Mesopotamia in 200 BC and was celebrated in mid-March. The early Roman calendar designated March the 1st as the New Year. The first time the New Year was celebrated on January 1st was in Rome around 700 BC, when the second king of Rome added the months of January and February. The new year was moved from March to January because that was the beginning of the civil year, the month that the two newly elected Roman consuls, which was the highest office in the Roman Republic, began their year tenure. Well, whenever it started, it seems seniors were celebrating a lot of New Year's. Is there any one New Year's that stands out in your mind, or do they all seem to run together? Well, I guess the one that stands out in my mind is the one New Year's Eve that I spent with our new baby boy. My husband was an intern at Mercy Hospital in Toledo and was on duty. So my son and I had fun looking at the lights on the small Christmas tree and listening to the carols on the radio. I've had many New Year's since then, but that one stands out in my mind. I hope you have a happy New Year and can stay up to watch the ball drop in Times Square. Good luck with that one. I know I won't make it. Speaking of New Year's, and of course, we will be another year older. Well, after all, what is old age? I looked it up, and here is the best description that I could find. Old age comprises the latter part of life, the period after life, after youth, and middle age. Most developed Western countries set the age at 65 for return of old age social programs. Various countries and societies say the onset of old age is anywhere from the mid-40s to the 70s. But the fact that life expectancy beyond 80 has become widespread, this has shifted the definition of old age. But do most of us really think about growing old when we're younger? I think we used to look at older people and think, well, that could never happen to us. And that is as it should be. We enjoyed our lives, and then gradually old age appears. I think some of us were frightened because it takes a strong person to persist. In my case, I would never tell my age because I was 5 years older than my husband. So to myself, I was never the age I was supposed to be. When I hit 90, I decided to come out of the closet and go back into radio. This has really kept me young. But as the years go on, I finally realize that old age is really upon me. I've talked to several older seniors, and I've asked them if old age is what they expected. They all say no. I think we thought we could outdo our parents, and actually, we have. So many seniors have knee and joint replacements and pacemakers and so on, and all those great things that we have today that our parents did not have. We are so fortunate to live at this time and take advantage of all the new developments. No, old age is not pleasant, but if we keep busy and active, it helps a lot. It's good to know that we seniors are living longer and doing more things. And as I have said to young people who asked me about old age, I tell them they will probably live longer than our generation. Now, if they could just learn to talk to each other, I think they'd have it made. Well, I'll be back to talk about a really old senior right after this message from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
I love living in Glenwood because I feel safe. I feel that everything that I could not do when I owned my home, I don't have to worry about. I wanted to keep my independence. You can do that here.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
Thelma Cohen is a 99-year-old talented and active Venice, Florida lady. She also is being studied by the International Long Life Family Study. Thelma keeps an intense schedule of piano recitals and rehearsals. She plays with several area solos. She plays the Japanese Gardens, the Suncoast Duo Pianist, and school productions. Cohen and her sister and their offsprings are part of a 4,900-plus person study known as the Long Life Family Study. A decade ago, researchers traveled to Venice to take Thelma's blood and perform biomedical testing for genetics research and disease screening. That's hard to say. They asked her an extensive series of questions about how, where, and about the conditions under which she grew up. What they have discovered so far is not just an extended version of life, but shorter periods of disability, fewer diseases, and delayed onset of functional decline, which means we live longer. That exemplified by Thelma Cohen's piano playing. To witness her play a concert is to know you're in the presence of someone very special. At 99, she's a showstopper, a performer who evokes so much applause that the show is temporarily interrupted. That's the amazing story of Thelma Cohen, 99 years young. Well, it's time to go. My fine sponsor is a Glenwood retirement community where they have many activities for seniors. It's also a great place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is Habitat for Humanity, the group that helps so many people. And just a reminder, this program can be heard on my podcast. Just go to WMOA1490.com, click on Podcast and Senior News, and you've got it. May you all have a very happy new year, and don't forget to say a prayer for our country and the world. This is Sally Hilly saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.